This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, January 11th. Well, we had the wheat markets mostly weaker last week. Minneapolis was higher on the week, but KC and Chicago were down on the week after touching a six-year high earlier in the week. Corn and soybeans continued to push higher, so they performed well last week. But coming into this week, we are seeing a pullback in both of the row crops. Beans are down about 8 after trading about 13 higher on the night session, and corn is currently down 3 after also trading higher a bit on the night session, not quite as robust as soybeans, but still a higher start for the week on the night session, but not able to hold that, at least in the early part of the day. So we got crop reports out tomorrow. We didn't expect to see a lot of price action in the grain space, waiting for a lot of data to come at us tomorrow. We're going to have just a regular supply-demand report, a quarterly stocks report, and also the winter wheat plantings. Now, in the supply-demand report, we're looking for USDA to fine-tune the yield and production and ending stocks for corn and soybeans. The trade estimate for corn production is down about 37 million from last month. It takes it to 14.47 billion bushels, with the yield down a half a bushel an acre at 175.3. In soybeans, production down about 12 million bushels is the estimate at 4.158 billion, and that is on a yield of 0.2 bushels an acre less than December at 50.5. For ending stocks, we're looking for corn down 103 at 1.599 billion bushels, soybeans down 36 at 139 million, and wheat down 3 at 859 million bushels. In the world ending stocks, corn expected to be down about 5 million tons at 283, soybeans down 3 million tons at 85.6, wheat down 1 million ton at 316 million tons. The quarterly stocks as of December 1, corn at 11.95 billion bushels, that would be up 624 of the previous year. Soybeans at 2.92 billion bushels, that's down 332 million from the previous year. And wheat at 1.69 billion bushels, that's down 146 million from the year prior. Winter wheat acres are expected to be 31.528 million acres, that's up 1.13. Hard red winter wheat acres leading the way higher, up 778 million is the estimate at 22.14 million acres. Soft red up 320 million at 5.884 million acres. And white wheat is estimated up 25 million at 3.51 million acres. So that kind of a surprise to me. I expected that soft red acres would be leading the way higher over Kansas City hard red winter wheat acres, but that, according to the trade estimates, is not the case. So, of course, market's getting a bit of a pullback here, just waiting for these reports. We are getting some light rains in South America and some of the key production areas of Argentina and southern Brazil. So, of course, that's going to take some of the wind out of the sail of the bull market. But I think tomorrow's crop reports will lead the price action, not only for tomorrow, but for the next several days. If we get a bullish report, obviously depends on how bullish, but I think if you do get that bullish report, it would set the stage for the final run up in corn and soybeans, and wheat would tag along with that. And of course, we want to be ready to be a seller if that happens. Longer term, I still think all three major grain markets are in bull markets, pretty much all the grain space in general. We'll be moving higher into the summer, but if you get this big surge right in front of us, that should be some sort of a blow-off top, and then we'll kind of settle down as we work our way through the harvest in South America and then get ready for spring planting here in the United States. Moisture conditions in the Midwest are fine. In the Eastern Plains, they're fine. In fact, we've gotten some moisture across kind of the central part of Texas up into the panhandles and then spreading east through the Eastern Plains into the Midwest. A good snowstorm there. It doesn't look like it's really stressing cattle all that much, but it is dropping some much-needed moisture in those southern part of the plains. But the Southwest and the Western Plains, Central Plains, are still very dry. And, you know, we got time, still got a couple months before they're breaking dormancy. So it's not like it's critical at this point, but obviously any moisture would be welcome at this point. So we'll just bide our time looking for the markets to trade sideways here after getting a good strong start. In particular, soybeans, they're definitely backing off here, but I don't look for them to fall apart before the reports. There's a lot of data coming at us tomorrow, and the market's going to be trying to stabilize here before that happens. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.